Hello, everybody. This is a very special broadcast of City Desk. We're live at the Biloxi Civic Center on Howard Avenue. And great pleasure and a great moment. Let me introduce the host of our program for this special broadcast, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, and your host, Mr. Vincent Creel.
Good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, William Sackett. We're glad to be here at the Civic Center. I want to turn it right over to the man of the hour, Assistant Police Chief Rodney McGilvery. John Miller joins us, also the Police Chief of Biloxi. How have you been? Have you been decompressing 40 years with the police department?
It's been tough. I haven't got used to it yet. I'm taking it a day at a time. I did catch myself here about 3 weeks ago. I had a meeting I had to attend, so I got up my regular time about 5 o'clock. And as I'm scurrying around the house, I had flashbacks of getting ready to put my uniform on and come to work. So there's been some adjustment. But I'm adjusting, and me and my wife are doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I've done some traveling in the past month, and I've got some plans in the future. And
What was the biggest part of your 40-year career? What stands out the most? Obviously, you're going to think Katrina, but you also had a lot of off-duty stuff with the Special Olympics and everything else.
I'd never put Katrina 1, 2, or 3, but you're right. Special Olympics has been my forte for 25-plus years. I was torch run director for a long time. I was on the board of directors for a long time. I'll still be involved in Special Olympics. But to have our association with our Team Keesler folks and what they do for Special Olympics is unbelievable.
So it's not anything in the police area that mainly comes out, but it's the Special Olympics stuff, huh?
Absolutely, but more so than that, the relationship that I've enjoyed, and especially the last 3.5 years under Chief Miller's being the chief, the relationship with the men and women at the Biloxi Police Department.
Tell us one moment. There's probably thousands, but one that just pops out right now of your entire career.
Tonight. This event right here tonight. I told Chief Miller on many occasions that I just wanted to be like General MacArthur, and I meant that sincerely. I just wanted to be like an old soldier and fade away. And he said, no, we're not going to let that happen.
And, so, Chief Miller, tell us a little bit about working with this guy. We're going to come right back to you.
Well, he's obviously, you see, he's a very modest man. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, Mac is the longest-serving Biloxi policeman in history, as far as we can tell. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be a record that's going to be hard to beat. Mm-hmm. Also, it appears, it's almost about 43 years if you add his reserve time in mm-hmm. there. Also, it's we're not sure about this, but we think that Mac worked the largest drug bust in Biloxi history, and that was a shrimp boat loaded down with marijuana. Mac, tell them about it. That had to be a highlight.
Pandion 1, 21 tons of marijuana. Long story short, 3 boats came in a 4-day period to Dijon's factory on the beach. The first one, the state handled, loading, arrest. Second one, the state handled, loading, arrest. 2 days after the second one, I get a phone call. There's one down there. Unbelievable. I go down there, and lo and behold, the captain, who we ended up arresting, Robert Jarvis from Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina. He didn't know where to go other than he knew where the factory was, and somebody was supposed to call him. He didn't get the call. He comes in, parks the boat. He didn't park it. He just left the boat, jumped off, got a cab, and went back to Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina, and ended up arresting him and some other folks. And that was the biggest drug bust, I think, in the history of Biloxi.
Mac, that had to be something. What I'm gathering from you, though, is it's more about community service and in being involved with the community.
The citizens of Biloxi have been a vital part in my day-to-day workings with Chief Miller, and what we've tried to do is instill that on the police department men and women as well. I think we've done a good job of doing that. We have an outstanding relationship with the citizens of Biloxi. That's who we work for, and that's who we serve.
You've got to be just really pleased to be able to spend time with your wife now. She has just been a rock for you.
Our first vacation lasted 3 weeks when we went to Newport News, Virginia. That was the end of last month. I haven't been on a 3-week vacation that I can ever remember, and that was an outstanding, great time. And what really made it great and meant a lot is my daughter was allowed to go with us, and she took off. She went with us, and she announced the night before we left that she's pregnant, and they're going to be having a boy in November.
Well, we have hundreds of people here from all law enforcement communities across the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We got leading business people here. That must be something that makes you really proud.
Absolutely, Vincent. It's a humbling to see judges, council members, civic people. Team Kiesler's here. Just all walks of life are in this room tonight, and that's very humbling.
Are we going to have some surprises tonight, Chief Miller?
Well, I don't know about surprises. There may be a few things that pop up.
Rodney McGilvery, we're going to give you the last word. I know you're not going off into the sunset, but is there anything else you want to say to the citizens of Biloxi?
I'm still going to be around, and I cannot say enough about serving for this fine individual standing to my left, John Miller.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish we had time. We could get into what the best chiefs and the worst chiefs were, but we're not going to do that. Chief Miller, anything else?
That's it. I hate to see Matt go. He knows that. He's always been there for me. Any time of the day or night I could call, Matt could get up and roll out and do whatever we needed to do. And I've always appreciated that.
You've been listening to City Desk, ladies and gentlemen, in a very heartfelt rendezvous here at the Biloxi Civic Center on Howard Avenue. Hope you've enjoyed this special broadcast. We will be back again with you this coming Thursday. Thank you for listening. Your host has been Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.